the camera away. Put it away.
Okay, we have come here tonight to rock you. Close your eyes. Try and talk a little bit of Swedish, okay?
Check it out. So, you know, sometimes when you've written a song and you recorded it and you finished with it, if you're not going out on tour, then maybe you never sing that song ever again. And this next song we're going to do is one that was recorded and written in the 60s, and I had never done it live until this tour. So here we go. In fact, det här är första gången jag spelar den här låten i Sverige.
Thank you.
God in here.
So
far we played you old songs. We'd like to play you something a bit more modern now. This is off our latest studio album called Lonely Road. This next song to someone very special to me. This is specially written and sung for my lovely wife, Min Shara Fru, Heather.
Thank you.
You very much. Thank you. And this is the bit in the show where everyone goes off and they leave me alone with you. Och nu är jag ensam med er. I'd like to do a song which was written in the 60s, and at that time in America there was a lot of troubles going on, particularly in the southern states, over civil rights and racism. And in England we call, sometimes we call girls birds. So I was imagining the plight of a young black woman in America at that time, and I came up with this song. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Ooh.
yeah, I lean on a lamppost, I'm wasting my time. Every night I lay on the pillow, just resting my mind. But every morning brings a new day, and every night that day is through. Ooh, 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 ooh. But tonight I just wanna stay and be with you, and be with you.
And somebody will suddenly hold up a sign, and you've got to read it. So your mind's trying to remember all this stuff, and you're reading this completely new information. My mother saw you in Chicago, 96. Not easy. That's an easy one. And it's funny, tonight, I looked at you just before, there is someone right up at the back with a big sign, I can't read it, baby. You're just too far away. All right. Oh, when I was walking down the road, I'm finer now. Try to see it my way. You'll have to keep on talking till I get along. Try to see your way. From this good going, that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you say. If you get it wrong, still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. If you work it out, get it straight, I'll say goodnight. We can work it out.
See your bed. There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. Não é bola esteroída.
It's great in that last song that we can work it out because everyone starts up, and then it gets to the bit in the middle with it, boom, cha, cha, boom, and everyone loses it. It'll stop clapping at them. Complex, huh?
Come over here. Come with me.
One great thing about being on tour is that you get to have a lot of massages. Yeah, not that kind. Just massages. Sports massages.
No, anyway, but you do. You go to hotels around the world, and you know they all offer a massage. So I've had a lot of massages on this tour, and I should probably write a book, Massages I Have Known. Massage around the world or something. But mostly they're great. You know, mostly they're very relaxing. But occasionally I have had one or two very dodgy massages. This is a true story. I was in New Orleans, and I booked a massage in a hotel, and the guy came up to the room with his table, big heavy set guy, and he said, I'd like you to sit upright on the table. So I'm sitting on the table, and he said, I'd like you to imagine now that your leg is hollow and made of bronze. And a little later he said, I'd like you to imagine your neck is like a giraffe's neck. He said, how do you feel? I said, I feel like a giraffe with a hollow bronze leg. This is true. And at the end of this particular session in New Orleans, he said to me, I'd like you to look into my eyes and try and burn a hole in my eyes with your eyes. I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, I wanted a massage, not a relationship. It's true. And I have been telling this story to audiences around the world in the hope that the story will get back to him and he'll just stop doing that. One other time was when I was in Tokyo, in Japan. And I'd ordered a massage, same kind of thing. A little lady came up to the room and she said, please lie on floor on towel. So I'm lying on the floor on a towel and she starts to massage me. Then I hear, yesterday, all my troubles. Luckily, she didn't know the whole song, so it didn't go on forever. It's, man, massages I have known.
Yesterday, alone on a hill, the man with a foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, you can see that he's just a fool. He never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, his head in a cloud, a man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. Sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning head, see the world spinning round. Round, 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 round. But he never listens to them. He knows that they're the fools. They don't like him, and the fool on the hill sees the sun going down,
Thank you.
All right, lovely. Thanks a lot. You know, I think it's in life sometimes you don't always say what you mean to say to people. Sometimes you want to maybe give someone a compliment, but maybe a little bit shy, or the moment's not quite right, and so you don't say, you just don't bother. And I think it's really sad after people have passed away. He's like, I wish I'd said that. I should have told them that. You know? I wrote this song after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John. This for John, and after he passed away, and it's in the form of an imaginary conversation between me and him. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be if you were here today? Say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, ooh, here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears. I suppose you could say that we were playing hard to get. Didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, that you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. Good ukulele player. Did you know that? And he was a big fan of this British guy, an old sort of movie star from the 40s, called George Formby. George Formby? I'd say in America, they don't really know him so much, so I'll say George Formby, and there's one person. Yeah. Yeah, St. George was a really big fan. He was such a fan, he was in the fan club, and he used to go up to the convention in Blackpool once a year. And there'd be like about 50 of these guys with ukuleles all in this little room. We'll go. They were better than that, believe me. Anyway, what had happened is if you go around to visit George, sometimes after you'd eaten, he might bring out the ukuleles and he says, would you like to play? So everyone would sit around with the ukulele, you know. And I was doing this one night and I'd had a ukulele for a while. So I said, I've got this song that I do, and I did it for him then, and I'd like to do it for you now as a tribute to George. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I'm leaving now. Somewhere else in my heart she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I'm leaving now. Well, you're asking me, will my love go? I don't know, I don't know. Well, you stick around now, make sure. I don't know, I don't know. Something in the way she knows. All I have to do is think of her. Something in things she shows me, I don't want to leave her now. Oh, you know I'm leaving now. In the audience there. If only we'd known, you could have come and joined me. Okay. You having a good time?
Busy for all the lonely people.
fire, but you were darning your socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? Back again. I It's called Calico Skies. And if you like that, that's on a CD released. It's called Hope. And it's released in aid of the Iraqi children. It's a charity record. So if you like that, then you can. George is younger than me, but John was a year and a half older than me, and he remained that way. But you know, when you're a kid, a teenager, that 1.5 years is a big difference. He seems so much older. And so John would get invited to these parties that were thrown by the teachers in the art school, and they were, again, quite a bit older. So it was quite an older crowd for me and George. What I used to do is I used to go along and take a guitar, sit in the corner playing guitar with black polo neck sweater on, and pretending to be French. I didn't fool anyone.
But I thought it made me look, you know. But anyway, years later, John said, you know, one of those silly French songs you used to do? He said, we should do that. We should do one of those. It was a good one. So we did do it, and we'd like to do it for you tonight. So, Comedos till Frank Nixon.
Band on the run,
I'm gonna make you mine. Thank you. I wrote this next song for Linda. And tonight, it's for all the lovers in the audience. Everybody who's in love, this is for you. Alla ferro scada. When I go away, I hope my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. My love does include
Swedish like a native. I didn't tell him it was a native of Australia. We had a couple of gigs here, and we had a night off last night, and we were all in bed pretty early on our nights off, saving ourselves for the next gig, and we're all fresh, and we're having a great time, and we hope you're having a good time too. And we're going to do another song for you that Paul recorded in the 60s, and it's not been played live until the last two legs of this tour, which makes you some of the first people to ever hear it.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing the bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would send more. She goes down stairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief, quietly turning the back door key. Stepping outside, she is free. She, we gave her most of our lives, sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything we could.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown. Up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? She do this to me?
She, we never thought of ourselves, never thought of ourselves. We struggle all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many.
Thank you.
is for anybody who's got a birthday in the audience. And we got one of the guys on our crew. This is Jason's birthday today. Happy birthday, Jason! And we say to you, Bratis.
Next song, I think you might want to join in with. So if you do, join in.
don't feel shy. Shun mit us. Hey, how am I doing on the Swedish, okay? I was up all night learning that. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be
time.
Barraculada. Just the man. Come on, boys. Just the women. Come on, girls.
Let me know.
I think you would like to keep on rocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, fantastic. Thank you. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here
to stay. Don't do that again.
Oh, I believe yesterday. Suddenly I'm not that man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday. Suddenly, why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something more than I longed for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Tonight, we love you. Thank you very much. But there comes a time when we've got to go home. And what is more, comes a time when you've got to go home. Oh, yeah. Anyway, listen, we'd like to do a few thank yous to bring you a big show like this. We've got some really fantastic people in our crew, so I want to thank particularly the sound guys out front, all the people on the video screens, all the boys and girls back in our crew, and the best crew! Jag vill tacka mitt fantastiska band! Men mest av alt, ni.